The Environmental Protection Agency unveiled its updated lead contamination guidelines yesterday in Green Bay. Lead in drinking water has been a growing concern in communities across the country and here in Wisconsin. This is the first time in nearly 30 years that the EPA has updated its guidelines regarding lead, but many state environmental groups argue that the new guidelines don't go far enough to protect Wisconsin residents. Our next guest joins us to talk about ongoing efforts in Wisconsin to reduce the amount of lead in drinking water and elsewhere. John Arendt is director of the Environmental Management and Business Institute at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, before we zoom in on projects in Green Bay and elsewhere in the state, what's your reaction to the news that the EPA is changing these lead contamination guidelines?
Well, you know, it certainly is probably due time to look at the rule and improve it. The last time it was dealt with was 1991. What would be interesting would to be we'd actually like to know what was in there. We haven't actually seen it. I was at the press conference yesterday at the unveiling, and still at this moment haven't been able to see the actual details of it.
Why do you think Green Bay was chosen as the site to make this announcement in all the country?
Frankly, I think the optics are very good for the EPA to make the announcement. Green Bay has got a program that they've instituted starting back in 2016 to get the utility-owned lead services out and replaced, as well as identified residents' lead services as well. In 2016, there were almost 1,800 utility-owned lead services in Green Bay. Right now, we're down to almost 300, almost 1,500 have been replaced. And homeowners, the ones that have been services that have been identified, originally we found 236. There are less than 20 left to be replaced. Now, of course, homeowners are still encouraged to have their services tested because there may be other lead services out there that the utility doesn't know about.
Looking at lead exposure overall, can you talk about the variety of sources? We've had a lot of focus on water lately. It is not the only source of lead.
You know, frankly, when we look at especially blood level poisoning in children, 80% of the sources are not water. We tend to, a lot of it tends to be paint. We can find lead in soil. There is lead in the glazing of certain pottery type plates. There are even lead that's been found in candy. Typically not domestic, but there are a variety of sources. Even for those folks that reload their shotguns in homes, there's lead dust that can accumulate, and children can come in contact with it. So there are multiple sources. Water does get a lot of attention. Obviously, it's something we all need.
And that said, is it? Do you see this kind of investment by a community like Green Bay as being worthwhile to get the lead utility lines and homeowner parts of the lines get the lead ones replaced?
No, I think it's very worthwhile. Let's eliminate that potential source. And often what you see is some of our most vulnerable populations suffering from potential lead poisoning, even in the water supply. You know, a lot of these homes tend to be either minority owned or renter occupied. They're older home stock. So we definitely should seek to remove those lines.
Talking to John Arendt, director of the Environmental Management and Business Institute at UW Green Bay, looking at lead in water lines and elsewhere. New EPA guidelines coming out announced in Green Bay this week. A lot of this is happening community by community. I know Madison did a lot with its lead water lines. You're doing this in Green Bay. Is this being done community by community only, or are you seeing state or even federal-wide efforts to replace these lead water services?
I think the attention is moving more on the federal level, but the actual action is really still happening more on a community-by-community basis.
This has been This has been talked about in the state legislature, but the price tag for doing it all over the state, it is leading some people to pause and slow things down. How is a community like Green Bay paying for something like this?
Green Bay, because of, I think it, part of it is charges from the city utility. It you'll see or have seen some gradual increases in the utility bills. But another portion of that has been seeking federal and state funding to help support it. So it has been, that cost has been spread out over time. Like I said, it began in 2016. So we've been able to sort of spread those costs out and not take it as one lump sum and one massive initial effort.
We've seen lead in water become a growing concern for a while, especially since, and it's been quite a while, since Flint, Michigan hit the headlines. They had kind of a perfect storm of different circumstances leading to their lead problem. Do we have anything that reaches that level of concern and severity here in Wisconsin?
I honestly can't speak to that. I am concerned, Milwaukee has quite a few lead services that are going to need to be replaced. So, I don't know in terms of lead content in their private water services, but I do know that there are a lot of lead services that will need to be replaced in Milwaukee.
Now, for people who haven't been following this story closely over the years, why are we so particularly concerned about lead as a contaminant, especially when it gets into kids?
Well, there's a lot of things that can happen once children display elevated lead levels. There's certainly behavior and learning issues, lower IQs, hyperactivity, slower growth. We've also seen hearing problems. And this is something that not only the children who have direct contact, pregnant women who are in a situation with high lead levels can pass that on to the fetus. And that can sometimes lead to premature births or even reduced growth of the fetus. So it has quite an effect.
You talked about what Green Bay is doing in terms of lead water lines. Are there other efforts when it comes to those other main sources you mentioned, things like the paint and the soil?
Yes. I actually happen to sit on the Brown County Lead Abatement Coalition, and we are made up of not only county nursing staff and educators, but also some of the local cities. We have representation from the state, myself from the university, and we also have someone from the Green Bay Water Utility sitting on that coalition. So we're all talking amongst our various constituencies, trying to educate everybody about all of the potential sources and programs that are out there to help remediate that.
We'll leave it there for now. John, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's John Arendt, Director of the Environmental Management and Business Institute at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. He joined us today to talk about lead abatement programs in his part of the state, an up-close local look at a big national issue. The EPA just released some new rules. They announced them this week in Green Bay.